CP3B. To have Christ formed in us, to allow Him to permeate our whole being and saturate our inward parts. H. To have Christ formed in us is to have the three parts of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, renewed. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 1. In order for our mind, emotion, and will to be renewed, Christ must saturate our mind, emotion, and will, and replace the self and the Word in our soul with Himself. 2. If we are renewed in this way, every part of our inner being will bear the image of Christ. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expressions of the inner being. If we are full of the self and love of the Word in our inner being, our outward form will be the self and the Word. The choices we make in our daily living will express the self and the Word. For Christ to be formed in us, we need to let Him occupy every part of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. He should occupy our thinking, our considerations, our love, our hatred, our happiness, our sorrow, and our intention. As Christ increasingly saturates our soul, eventually He will invade our body, dispensing Himself into our entire being. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Testimony. I would like to testify that the shepherd according to God, the mind must be renewed. The three parts of our soul, mind, emotion, and will, need to be transformed, and Christ must be formed inside. I was by nature a person who was not interested in people, and who became tired of having more contact with people. When I was living a life of gospel and shepherding in full-time training, I was very tired because I was focusing myself to be in contact with new ones and brothers and sisters. However, I was a leader of the gospel team and could not miss the fellowship with the team members. And since many new ones are born in the gospel, it was necessary to have a contact to nourish them. In this environment, I was driven to pray, O Lord Jesus, I was an individualist and had no interest in people at all, but now I need to be coordinated with brothers and sisters for building. Furthermore, the target of my spiritual business is people, and I need to supply them with Christ. In these things, I need my individualism to be dealt with by the life of Christ and Christ to live in me. Spread out in each part of my heart, allow Christ to make His home and have Christ formed in me. Otherwise, I cannot continue to serve because a serving life is not in line with my natural life. Lord, transform me from glory to glory so that I may shepherd according to God. Thank the Lord. The Lord answered my prayer. I gradually became more interested in people in the Lord and was gradually saved from my dispositions of avoiding contact with others. As a result, I can contact people actively for the gospel, shepherding and building. Without these changes, I could never have continued to serve the church for more than 55 years. Furthermore, I have found that this change has greatly enhanced my management skill in my secondary business life. The people of the world are all individualistic, though to different degrees. In the process, I was saved a little from individualism, was able to think genuinely for the benefit for each employee, not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of the company's interests. I was far superior to them in this respect. As a result, the organizations that I manage has become a cohesive, vigorous, and productive group within the order and is highly evaluated by the U.S. headquarters. Hallelujah. Anyone who loves God and can be useful to Him is obviously useful to the company. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, occupy every part of my soul, mind, emotions, and will, that Christ may be formed in me. Otherwise, I cannot shepherd new ones according to God. Christ must be formed in me to shepherd according to God.